I've killed everyone and everything I ever cared about to protect my obsession with you, Kane. Still, watching you leave, even for a regular work day like today, is the hardest thing I've ever had to do. You hesitate, as if you read my mind and feel what I feel.
I don't like leaving you.
You tell me when we reach the front door. Your satchel waits on the sleek African blackwood console in the small entrance foyer. Two guards stand sentry in the elevator vestibule on the other side of the double doors. Considering the levels of security in place, it would be nearly impossible for an intruder to make it up to the penthouse. I know the truth. You're not keeping people out, but securing me inside. Don't they say absence makes the heart grow fonder? I smile, even as something greedy for you claws at my throat.
I've had enough absence,
you say, your jaw taut. There's a flare of anger in your dark eyes, your rage a tangible heat. You keep it banked most of the time, but I know it's there. What I don't know is whether it's our separation that enrages you, or my return. We've been apart several years, which is longer than we have been together, and you might never forgive me for that. But what you should hate me for is meeting me in the first place. My craving for you was too powerful, and I'm a selfish woman.
If I were any fonder of you, Satori,
you murmur, your gaze hot on my face,
you'd suffocate.
I don't think you know how true that statement is. Your drive and ambition, your charisma and intelligence. You are ablaze. That inner fire seared my soul, and together, the flames consumed everyone around us. Stepping closer, I press my body to yours, my arm sliding around your lean waist. Your torso is hard and warm. You've always been the fire to my eyes, and I melt into you, my slight curves aligning with your rigid planes. With a deep sigh, you embrace me, curving your taller body protectively. I'm safe in your arms, but you have never been safe in mine. I'll be right here, waiting for you. I promise, because I know you need to hear it. You're smart enough not to believe everything I say if you believe anything at all. Still, you know I love you beyond all reason. That has been the only thing we have between us, and the only thing we truly need.